I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Every morning this week at 7 a.m. is your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Dynamo versus CF Monterey in the 2018 BBVA Compass Charity Cup. You can win those right here at Sports Radio 610. Rich, are you going first today in this?
I am going first today. Go ahead. And mine is a baseball story. And I feel like anyone listening to the show right now, if you're, say, 35 or older, the sound I'm about to play, and I think this was from a World Series in the late 80s, is probably something that brings back some sort of memory.
2-2.
Anybody remember that? B-Mac, hit me again with that.
That's a loud. 2-2. Loud strike call.
If you are of a certain age, you recognize that as the unmistakable Lawrence Dutch Rennert, a National League umpire from 74 to 92, who passed away overnight at the age of 88. And I know it's radio, so you can't get a full appreciation, but not only one more time, BMAC, please. That was only strike two.
I couldn't hear what he was saying. Is it
strike two!
Yeah, one more time, B-Mac.
Okay.
Sounds just like some sort of primal scream.
Does he scream after every strike?
That's the home plate umpire on strike two. And not only does he scream at the top of his lungs,
he does the splits.
He also does like a 1.5 step to his right and then kind of points.
I kind of like that.
Like a first down.
Yes.
Like a referee signaling a
first down.
I
remember that guy.
Dutch Rennert.
Love those guys.
Dead at the age of 88. And he was one of a kind. And I'm saying that for a reason, because he inspired umpires on many different levels to engage in similar activities, not quite as successful as Dutch. Okay, I pulled that from a YouTube video.
Jeez.
And I believe it's a Little League game. B-Mac, can you hit me with that again? Yeah, that's no Dutch Rennert.
That sounds like some kid who's like a volunteer ump.
Pretty much.
Okay.
With a big old chew in his mouth or something, man.
In mid-puberty, like McDonough. This one, I believe, I pulled from a college baseball game video.
Whoop, there it is!
Okay.
Whoop, there it is?
One more time, I guess, B-Mac.
Whoop, there it is!
Now, that guy does a little dance when he does the there it is thing. And then there's this guy.
Mama's gonna knock you out!
Something about Mama's
gonna knock you out.
Yeah, Mama, that was LL Cool J, 1990.
One more with that. B-Mac, one more.
Mama's gonna knock you out!
I'm gonna knock you out!
So Mama's gonna knock you out!
We wrap up the Dutch Rennert knockoffs with a scene from a movie I think you guys both like.
That Naked Gun?
That's
Naked
Leslie Gun. Nielsen. Oh. The late, great Leslie Nielsen.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
the best ump ever.
In the Naked Gun.
He's dancing, he's moonwalking back there.
Yes. Remember when he finally ripped his mask off as the umpire? Because he had sang the national anthem earlier in the game?
Yeah, right.
It's Enrico Palazzo! He rips his mask off. The fans like, it's a guy that sang the national anthem.
He's basically filling up every batter that comes up to home plate, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So, B-Mac, before I put a bow on it, give me the original. Give me Dutch one more time.
Give us Dutch.
2-2.
He was a gem, man.
It surprises me a little bit that you're down with Dutch Rennert's act, Ted.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't seem like something.
Baseball's so boring. Right?
You need something to spice up the game?
Boring.
Okay,
yes.
I guess that's it.
Do a little, jig back there. Right. Do some dancing back there.
Rap lyrics. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's kind of cool, man. Yeah. I really do.
In an interview 3 years ago, Dutch Rennert said that former umpires Al Barlick and Augie Donatelli, kind of his mentors, had sat him down once and said, quote, "You've got to add something to your work. You got to be a little more colorful. But I think I got carried away. It wasn't an act. It just came natural." R.I.P. Dutch Rennert, one of a kind, and all those other pretenders.
Knockoffs.
With all due respect, you're no Dutch Rennert.
Yeah, you're no Dutch Rennert.
Oh, Augie Donatelli sounds like he runs the casino above the hardware shop on Bloomfield Avenue.
I do, but I'm not going to lie.
Hey, Augie Donatelli. Hey.
That's right.
Those old umps, the way they would call like a strikeout, though, I mean, the arm would go up or the...
They do the old rip cord.
Yeah. I like it.
I like the rip cord on a strike three call, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's a sport full of bland, boring behavior,
right,
according to most people. A little color once in a while is not a bad thing, right?
No,
that's that's good stuff.
We need to pull the rip cord more around here.
Rip cord would be
Let's
awesome.
Pull the rip cord.
Yeah, but not like... We don't need that.
No, we don't. No, we don't need that.
Sean, you go ahead. I don't want to follow that one.
Okay.
That's a tough one to follow.
All right. There's no better way to follow that than the story of a human being drinking the urine of an animal. I know Mad Radio had this story yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
But I felt like when I heard it, I said, well, you know what? Not everybody listens all day long. There's no reason I can't repurpose this story, for all due respect.
Right.
Because I think this is one of the most absurd, disgusting things I've ever seen on the internet.
Well, we are a species that drinks the milk of another mammal.
I got it. You know, certain bodily excretions and fluids are different than others.
I get it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So there is this girl on the internet, and I don't even know that she has a name, to be honest with you. But she's... good from far, far from good.
Is this how she looks? On Pornhub or something?
No. It's okay. On YouTube. It's on YouTube. Well, I'm gonna let her explain first. She is there in the video with her dog, and a plastic cup.
Oh no!
And the video starts off with this.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow.
No.
Here's my secret.
Here's my secret, okay?
No.
Now, it's radio, so I'm merely going
to...
I'm going to describe... It's, you know what, Ted? It's probably the next level out from Pornhub.
You're going to make me take my headsets.
Okay, so she then...
Cutest little voice, though, right?
She's got a cute voice, but like I said, good from far. From far away, you go, okay, well, she's not bad looking, and then they zoom in. You go, no, she's bad looking. But she's dressed up very nice, and she's very proud of how she looks and conducts herself, and... You're right. So after she gives that little disclaimer, that intro at the beginning, she proceeds to take the plastic cup, and I guess on command, her dog begins to urinate and pees into the cup. And you can hear the dog, like you can hear
getting
it hitting.
Excited,
you, like, no. You can hear the pee hitting the bottom of the plastic cup.
What dog pees on command?
I don't know, but it was really impressive. So
that's bizarre.
She fills the cup about halfway up. It's probably about a 10-ounce cup,
right?
12-ounce cup. Fills it about halfway up. Proceeds to chug it, and then gives this short speech afterwards.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer. And that is why I look so much better than y'all.
Okay. The little bit at the end. That's why I look so much better than y'all.
Let's slow down, sister. It's kind of a millennial. Is she a millennial? It's a millennial thing.
She looks like she could fall into that category.
Yeah, that'll get her a lot of dates.
Yeah. Well.
Let's kiss.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's out there forever, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
No going back.
I've been doing a little research since I found this video, for all due respect. And there
are. Is she
right
on some of those counts?
Well, there are some redeeming qualities to urine from a health standpoint, but not by imbibing it. It's more topical, surface area. Yeah,
the Moise Salou method.
Exactly. Peeing on your hands for harder calluses if you're a hitter. The part where she said it cured her acne, no. And all due respect, and this is my all due respect, if dog urine cured cancer, you would have. MD Anderson would be bringing in truckloads of dog urine for people, right? Like, I don't think that's true that it cures cancer.
You know what, though? No. In her mind, it does, so
keep
drinking. Yeah, if she thinks she's got to drink this dog urine to avoid cancer.
Because she doesn't have cancer, it must mean that it cures cancer.
It must be the dog pee.
I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but I actually would like to know how this all started. What was she doing? What made her? Did she read something? What made her out of the blue think to herself, you know what? Maybe I'll drink that and my acne will clear up.
You know what? I bet she throws a little Splenda in it. It's not as bad.
I bet it's okay.
That's disgusting.
She said, Rich, at the beginning of that little dissertation at the end there, that she was depressed and she was sad. Maybe she felt she had nothing else to lose.
Yeah,
she
well.
Tried literally everything else to get out of her depression. And she's like, hey, Rover.
I'm not sure this video is going to help her. Depression.
Yeah,
I just feel like like what's coming from this video is not going to be too kind to her.
The words "sick pud" come to mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she seems very happy at the end of the video. I'm very satisfied with her her beverage.
I'm just a little bit. You know what scares me are the people that just completely and utterly lack self awareness. And this girl thinks she's all that in a bag of Cheetos, you're saying it couldn't be further from the truth. Like in her mind, she is just a beautiful. You know, woman, radiant and pretty and no acne.
Yeah.
And you're saying that she's just.
Yeah. We all know somebody like that that would actually say something like, that's why I look better than y'all.
Yeah. That's the thing. That to me was the offensive part of the video.
Right.
It's not
the drinking of the pee.
No.
That's secondary to what?
At the very end where she her hubris at the very end.
Yeah.
This is why I look better than y'all. Hey, look. We were empathetic towards your plight of being a pee drinker for the entire minute and 24 seconds.
The acne thing, I kind of got. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's tough. A lot of kids go through teenage years, you know, dealing with skin blemishes and whatnot.
They do, man.
We were empathetic till the last 3 seconds where you had to drop in that you look better than all y'all.
You don't look better than y'all.
No, you don't. Y'all. You do not.
The arrogance.
You are a butterface.
You may drink pee, but you look like dog poop.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, great. This is not going to be an easy story to follow either. All right.
You only got 2 minutes. Make it happen.
All right. This story comes out of Seattle. I've already mentioned this story because I just think this is a great
is this the punter?
It's the punter, John Ryan. So John Ryan is he's a 36-year-old punter for the Seattle Seahawks. He came out of the CFL. He was in the CFL prior to being signed by the Packers in 2006. 2 years later, he joins the Seahawks and he's been there ever since. But it might only be short-lived, his time there, after what I am reading. The Seahawks decided to move up in the draft and draft a punter in the 5th round. All right? And John Ryan is not too happy about it. He said this on the Jason Jinks of The Athletic. John Snyder had that attitude, almost like, sorry, but I had to do it. And I was like, dude. Don't apologize. This is the business. If all players got to pick who was on the team every year, we'd still have the Super Bowl team from 5 years ago. He finishes with this. If you let me, I'm going to compete my ass off harder than you've ever seen. I love you. I have so much respect for you. But one way or the other, I'm going to make you look really dumb. End quote by John Ryan. With all due respect, get off your high horse, John Ryan. Okay, you're a punter. You're a punter. I mean, no offense.
Everything he's saying about embracing the competition, all that does is make me think more and more that he's pissed off that he has to compete for his job.
Yeah, he's got to compete for his job. He's coming out looking like just a little. He's got 2 years left on his deal. He's scheduled to make some good money. He's going after the general manager a little bit. But this is going to be a camp battle to watch right here. The John Ryan versus whoever they drafted in the 5th round. That is one to watch there, man. That's going to be a heated training camp battle right there.
This is the straw that's going to break the camel's back on the Earl Thomas situation. This is it.
The punter.
He's not going to be on part of the
But just goes to show
like
you, there is trouble in paradise there in Seattle, man. It's not the same old Seattle's. We all are, you know, dads knew.
When the punter's making a ruckus. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.